Ash and Pikachu have traveled to the Paldea region to discover what it truly means to be a Pokemon Master. After defeating Gym Leader Katie, we now explore what if Ash battles Star Boss Giacomo in my Scarlet and Violet anime series.
Won't it vibe until we find something to treasure?
Episode 18. Ash, Penny, and Dot make their way to the nearby Starbase. As part of Operation Starfall's intel unit, Penny has done some research and shares information about the upcoming base. They will soon reach the Dark-type Seggen Squad, led by Star Boss Giacomo, who Ash and Pikachu remember from the Academy's orientation. Penny explains that Star Bosses must accept any challenge, and if they lose, they must give up their base and leave Team Star. Overhearing this, Team Rocket decides to help Ash, hoping to take over the base when this is over. Jesselyn and Jamie prepare to join Operation Starfall, but another student beats them to it. Clive. He apologizes for spying on them, but he has something he'd like to settle with Team Star, and requests to join them. Everyone is confused, as they hadn't met him before. Penny gets defensive, saying Cassiopeia never mentioned any new members. However, he reassures her that they have the same goal. Jesselyn and Jamie see through his bad disguise, and recognize him as Director Clavel. However, they use that to their advantage and vouch for Clive. Penny decides to trust him, and shares Cassiopeia's message. The Grunts must be defeated in a Star Barrage in order for Ash to face the Star Boss. So with that in mind, everyone prepares to assist Ash while he alerts the base of his arrival. The Star Grunts arrive in numbers, all sending out a barrage of Pokemon, while Ash and the group send out their own to fight back. Penny is the only one not battling and says that she'll focus on healing. She is soon ambushed, however. Dot tries her best to protect Penny, knowing she doesn't want to send out her Pokemon. However, the assault is too much, forcing Penny to reveal her shiny Eevee. This draws the group's attention, which Penny didn't want. Despite this, the Grunts keep attacking, so there's no time to acknowledge this. The group splits up to cover more ground, allowing Jesselyn and Jamie to confront Clive. They reveal they know he's the director, and ask why he's in disguise. Clive is flustered but thanks them for keeping his secret, explaining he's investigating the truth behind Team Star, and asks them to continue keeping his secret, promising a reward if they do so. Nimble is the MVP of the raid, taking down multiple dark types with Bug Buzz, allowing them to successfully complete the raid in the end. Ash thanks everyone for their help, and while Clive heals their Pokemon, the Grunts summon Star Boss Giacomo. Episode 19. Ash and Giacomo stare each other down, recalling their last encounter. Giacomo boasts that he's been eager to finish their battle and defeat Ash. However, Ash says that it'll be the opposite. Giacomo then explains the battle rules. It's a 2-on-2, starting with Bisharp versus Nimble. Bisharp uses Stone Edge, but Nimble dodges by jumping high and lands a powerful double kick. Bisharp counters with Iron Head. Nimble follows with Bug Buzz to keep Bisharp at a distance, lowering Bisharp's special defense. This triggers Bisharp's Defiance ability though, boosting its attack so it breaks through with Stone Edge. Nimble responds with Bug Bite, however Bisharp counters with Sucker Punch. Giacomo taunts Ash about Nimble's weak strength, angering Ash. They battle more fiercely, with Nimble bouncing around to dodge Night Slash and striking back with multiple double kicks. Bisharp, now exhausted, attempts one last Iron Head, but misses, and Nimble wins with Tackle. Ash says that Nimble may be small, but they overcome their weaknesses with their agility. Giacomo vows not to underestimate Ash again, and commands his vehicle, the Seggen Starmobile, to use Swift. Ash is shocked, thinking this is unfair, but Giacomo reveals that it's actually the Pokemon Revavroom. Intimidated, Ash and Nimble face Revavroom using Double Kick, but Revavroom counters with Wicked Torque, defeating Nimble. Ash thanks Nimble, and then sends out Pikachu. Pikachu uses Quick Attack, but Revavroom withstands it and retaliates with Snarl, lowering Pikachu's special attack. Pikachu's Thunderbolt follows, but it's now lacking in power. Giacomo commands Wicked Torque, sending Pikachu flying. Ash then tries to slow Revavroom with Electroweb, and follows with Iron Tail, but Revavroom hangs tough and counters with Swift. Another Thunderbolt from Pikachu is used, but it's still too weak. Giacomo mocks Ash, telling him to give up. But Ash and Pikachu refuse, and decide it's time to Terastallize. Giacomo is surprised. With a boost in power, Pikachu uses a much stronger Electroweb. Pikachu then follows with a flurry of quick attacks, but Revavroom breaks free with Wicked Torque. Giacomo then commands Snarl, while Pikachu counters with a boosted Thunderbolt that overpowers the move and lands a direct hit, defeating Revavroom and knocking down Giacomo. Ash helps Giacomo up, who humbly accepts defeat and praises Ash's strength, calling him the real deal. Giacomo asks Ash if he learned how to Terastallize at the Academy, and Ash confirms, sharing his experience from the school, making Giacomo reconsider his negative views. Clive then asks Giacomo why he stays with Team Star despite possible expulsion. Giacomo reveals that they're waiting for the return of their big boss, who they consider to be their greatest treasure.
Hey, hey, hey! All you epic Pokemon trainers! Needlething here, and this video is sponsored by Opera GX! Are you tired of boring browsers that move slower than a slowpoke? It's time to break up with those lame browsers and level up with Opera GX, the ultimate browser for gamers and trainers like us! Let me tell you about GX Mods. Whether it's wanting your browser to remind yourself of the majestic Rayquaza, or having it look and sound like a Pokemon PC storage system, GX Mods lets you customize everything to suit your style. It's like giving your browser a rare candy boost! And hold on to your Pokedex, because GX just got smarter! With a built-in AI like ChatGPT and ChatSonic, you can easily generate ideas, summaries, or even find the best strategies for your next battle! It's like a Pokemon professor right in your sidebar! GX also keeps your system running smoothly, so you can catch them all without lag slowing you down. So, trainers, if you're ready to evolve your browsing experience, download Opera GX using the link in the description!
Episode 20. Obeying the Team Star code, Giacomo and the second squad leave their base, entrusting it to Clive, who plans to discuss its future with the director. Jesselyn and Jamie, however, have their own idea. Ash thanks everyone for their help once again, and heads off to face the Titan with the rest of his friends. Jesselyn and Jamie then decide to cash in on Clive's reward for keeping a secret, and propose they turn the base into a training facility for the Academy, saying they would love to dedicate their treasure hunt to a project like this. Clive loves the idea, naming it the Star Training Center, and leaves Jesselyn and Jamie in charge. With Clive gone, Jesse and James remove their disguises and reunite with Meowth and Wobbuffet. They take some time to properly explore and see what was left behind, and James finds a Gimmighoul chest, expecting treasure, but finding berries instead. He uses them to feed his Pokemon, but they belong to a small Capsa kid who was sleeping inside. It angrily bites him with a spicy tooth, causing him pain. Jesse and Meowth notice James struggling with the Capsa kid, which chases him around and even shoots spicy seeds into his mouth. James realizes the only way to calm it down is to defeat it in battle. With the help of Cramorant, he manages to subdue the Capsa kid, which then walks away sadly. Feeling bad, James offers his own food to make up for what Capsa kid lost. Capsa kid is happy, and now bites James out of affection, though it's still painful. It decides it wants to join James, so he catches it, adding a new member to Team Rocket. As the trio and their Pokemon settle in into their new base, they start brainstorming ideas for its future. Jesse envisions a Terastal research lab, where they can study and exploit the mysteries of Terastal energy. James suggests an actual training facility to ensure their Pokemon are in peak condition for any battle, and Meowth proposes using the base as a storage for captured Pokemon. They are then inspired by a vivid boss fantasy, where Giovanni praises them for their efforts and outlines a plan to conquer all the remaining Team Star bases across Paldea. This would allow them to have a network of hideouts and fulfill all their different base ideas. Motivated and optimistic, Team Rocket resolved to turn their fantasy into a reality. Episode 21. Ash, Penny, and Dot reunite with their friends at the Pokemon Center. Marvin reveals that they found the open Sky Titan, but struggled terribly due to the large boulders it threw at them. They tried their best by riding them on a Cyclizar, but it wasn't enough, unfortunately. With the group whole again though, they prepare to face the Titan with a brand new strategy. The next day, the group arrive at the Open Sky Titan's domain, and Bombardier starts hurling boulders. Ash, Nimona, Liko, and Dot ride Koridon to dodge the boulders. Nimona and Liko send out Rowlet and Sprigatito to distract Bombardier, reducing its rock throws. Ash's group soon reaches Bombardier, and then Pikachu initiates the battle with a Thunderbolt. Ash then sends Koridon to get the rest of the group. Bombardier uses Rock Throw, but Dot Cyndaquil disrupts its aim with Smokescreen, while Arvin, Roy, and Penny protect Koridon from the attack. The battle continues with the group supporting each other, and as Arvin and the others arrive, Pikachu's Thunderbolt heavily weakens Bombardier. It retrieves the Herba Mystica, however, boosting its power and learning Rock Slide in the process. Quaxley, Sprigatito, and Fuecoco strike, but Bombardier counters with Wing Attack. Pikachu and Eevee climb it though, and attack from behind, joined by Rowlet's Air Slash. Bombardier retaliates with Knock Off, and follows with Whirlwind, blowing everybody back. Pikachu tries Electroweb and misses, allowing Bombardier to use Rock Slide again, defeating Cyndaquil and Fuecoco. Ash then goes for another Electroweb, giving the group an opening to attack again. Bombardier breaks free though, and uses a powerful Wing Attack, defeating Eevee and Sprigatito this time. The group is starting to feel the pressure, but Arvin doesn't want to give up now that the Herba Mystica is within reach, so he teams up with Nimona to get Quaxley close. Bombardier uses Whirlwind, however, to push them back. Despite this, Nimona encourages Rowlet, pushing itself to evolve into Dartrix. It uses its new move Brave Bird for serious damage, and then Quaxly gets on top and attacks with Water Gun. With Bombardier distracted, Ash is able to terrestrialize his Pikachu. Dartrix then swoops in for Quaxly, allowing Pikachu to land a boosted Thunderbolt to defeat Bombardier. The group all celebrate their victory, and with Bombardier gone, Arvin is able to reach the Bitter Herba Mystica. He makes sandwiches for everyone using the herbs, and thanks them for helping him reach the first step in his goal. Ash shares some of his sandwich with Koridon, causing it to receive a power-up of his own. Koridon seems a lot more energetic now, gaining the ability to run even faster. The episode ends with everyone excited to test out Koridon's new speed, but Arvin lingers behind, sharing some of his Herba Mystica sandwich with an unknown Pokemon.